Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today marks the 19th of April of the year 2020. Happy deathiversary today to Charles Darwin and Lord Byron. On this day in history, in 1770, Captain James Cook first sighted Australia, famously writing in his diary, "Yeah, I'll have that." Celebrations today include National Garlic Day and National Hanging Out Day, which if you're hanging out in a socially responsible manner, you should probably eat a lot of garlic and keep people at a distance that way. Your guest today is celebrity influencer Tiff Stevenson. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks. I'm not a celebrity influencer, but I do influence the celebrities.
You're the Velvet Underground of celebrity influencers.
That's who I am. Yeah, baby.
Coming up today, we'll be taking a step back from the entrenched machine gun position that is the Daily News and head back to headquarters for a bit of R&R in the Weekend magazine. This weekend's top feature is a relationship advice section. But first, some parts of the Weekend magazine we won't have time for. In the Weekend magazine today, a pick your home exercise routine quiz for the home exerciser, with everything from imagining you're in prison to imagining you have a sexy trainer called Robin who helps you stretch your groin. All routines are imaginary. Are you getting into exercise at this point, Tiff?
I am exercising mainly a lot of caution and restraint.
I think a healthy body starts with a healthy mind, so I'm reading a lot about fitness right now.
Yeah, I feel like watching other people's Instagram videos achieves two things. It feels, one, like I'm exercising, and secondly, it burns rage calories. It's obnoxious to post videos of yourself. Like, I only want to see a workout video of someone if they're literally crying and pissing and shitting their way through it, honestly.
Well, I think you're probably not the demographic market of the soft porn branch of booty influencers who do a lot of squats in slow motion with their butt towards the camera.
Slow-mo squats.
But you should watch that with eager anticipation. One day one of them will do a poo.
That's what I want. I just want a guy trying to bench press and then accidentally shit himself. That's what I want. That's the kind of content that I'm on Instagram for, and it's very rarely provided, let's be honest.
Also in the Weekend magazine, a home couture fashion section with all the waist-up fashions for your business, Zoom, or online date, as well as a list of top 10 luxury hotels now being used as compulsory quarantine depots. And that's all we have time for the sections of the magazine that we won't have time for, because it's time for your ad section now. Your ad section now, because capitalism may incentivize pathological relationships with other members of society, but you can't deny it works. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Clag Glue. You know Clag Glue. It's non-toxic craft glue for children. It's edible, it's opaque, it goes blip, 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 and it is utterly f***ing useless. You are an adult. You think you can put a piece of paper on another piece of paper and have it stay where you put it. Try it with Clag Glue. It's slippery, ripply, papier-mâché bullshit all day long. They give Clag Glue to children who have artistic talent to convince them that they have no artistic talent, so they just give up and become accountants early. If you have a child who thinks they have artistic talent or want a member of your quarantine pod to spend hours trying to pull bits of carpet off their artwork, give them Clag Glue. Clag. It's what it sounds like. Once upon a time, a golden-haired little girl walked into a forest. There was a house there, and she walked into it. In the house, there were three chairs. A big one, a medium-sized one, and a small one. First, she sat in the big chair and said, "Oh no, this is too hard." Then she sat in the medium chair and she said, "Oh no, this is too soft." And then she sat in the small chair and said, "Oh, this is just right." Then she went into the kitchen, where there was a full gallon of water, a thimbleful of water, and half a glass of water. Half a glass of water. It was just right. Yes, this episode of the podcast is brought to you by half a glass of water. It's not too little, it's not too much, it's just right. Half a glass of water. What else did you expect from this podcast by now? And this summer's smash hit streaming blockbuster classic is Jaws 14. Jaws 14, the one where the shark starts a small business and lures workers in at below minimum wage in exchange for exposure. Jaws 14, streaming now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now, of course, it is time for your top feature in the weekend magazine, a relationship advice section headed by our relationship expert, Tiffany Stevenson. Tell us what's happening. What advice do you have, Tiff, for people in relationship wanting to get into relationships? What's the relationship landscape looking like?
Relationship advice. Expert. I would like to say I'm an expert in just every area, but particularly relationships. What to do if you are spending too much time together, which is what's happening to a lot of people over quarantine period. So you should do what I've been doing with my husband. Now, technically, we're not married, but we have been together for 13 years, engaged for two, and I just can't stand the word boyfriend because I'm too old
for that. You're wed by attrition.
Wed by a war of attrition. Yes, a 13-year burning war of attrition. That's what I call my societus, actually. Yeah. So this is what I've been doing with my husband. If you have a fight, then one of you takes an angry bath for 2 hours and you really steep in your resentment, get the juices of ire going. And then once you step out of the bath, you can drain your discontent stew.
Oh,
it's gone.
That's beautiful.
It's just passed. You just leave it all. Yeah. Or I've got a couple of options here. Or you can use this new excess of time together to really push boundaries and explore. Really just let it all go. Remember that mutual respect you had for each other? That's in the past. Take open door shits, clip each other's toenails, lovingly wash and style his chest hair. Just be free. Do stuff you've never done before. Or third option, you could use innocent bystanders in your disagreements. Make the cat or the children take sides. Set up a kangaroo court in your living room. It's just bits of behavior that you would normally let go if you weren't trapped together like beautiful middle-aged birds. You know, stuff like how no one wants to empty the bin when it's near overflowing, and then sometimes they build a new bin, a smaller one, in a plastic bag, and they rest it on top of the actual bit. That is me that does that. Or when the dishwasher becomes a new cupboard, or when people don't open the window in the bathroom after they've been in there. You know, just small things which become very gigantic. So I don't know. I mean, like, I have a genuine bit of real advice. Like, the bath thing is true. We do have about 2 hours a day at the moment, which doesn't seem unreasonable.
I mean, if you're angry enough with your partner before they take a bath, just put a bit of Jello in the bottom, just powdered gelatin in the bottom of the bath. And if they stay in there long enough for the water to cool, they'll be stuck.
Yes, they can just squish around in it like a human jelly deal.
Preserved for eternity, like in the beginning of that movie, Dinosaur Park.
I love Dinosaur Park.
Such a classic.
Yeah.
Dee 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 dee. That one.
Yeah, so the bath thing I do. Also, you don't have to take your daily exercise together. You can go for a walk on your own. I mean, most of these kind of tips don't apply to me because I'm just so awesome to be around and not at all messy. This is audio, but I was just signalling to my very, very messy living room that you can see here. So it's good to keep some separate interests and activities. I'll do some letter writing while he's whittling something in the garden. But I mean, people can feel free to email me with any difficulties they may have been experiencing. I'm a great agony aunt. Well, I'm an aunt and I've been told I'm agonizing. So I think that works.
That works all day long. That's all we have time for the top feature in the Weekend magazine now, because it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This letter comes from Jessica, and she says, "Dear Alice and special guest," that's you today, Tiff, are the Picts under quarantine? How are they faring during this pandemic? Do they have the Rona? What is and should be their role in this global crisis? And what do experts make of the unfortunate coincidence of their emergence from the underground and the emergence of this virus? Yours truly, not a Pict." Thank you. The Picts are no longer under quarantine. They're in lockdown, same as everyone else. They are full citizens of the British Empire, and they seem to be doing relatively well. They're quite used to isolating from one another and living with limited resources, so they haven't really panicked that much. They are apparently, according to my sources in the Pict community, they're hoping that this will crash housing prices in London so they can return to their ancestral homes, which they were so recently gentrified out of.
I feel like out of the loop on Pict issues. They did paint their faces blue, though. That's where that's come from, I believe. And they apparently had lots of tattoos as well.
Yeah, they are the initiators of the phrase "woad rage."
They are the Adam Levines covered in shit tats of the old world.
And that brings us to the end of this podcast for today, and thank you for listening to The Last Post. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Your guest today on the podcast was Tiffany Stevenson. Tiff, have you got anything to plug?
I would like to plug... why am I taking so long around this? I was going to say I like to plug myself, but that sounds gross. just go and find me on Instagram. And watch Old Rope on Mondays, and you'll see Alice and Andy and various other Bugle type people, Nish, NATO coming up, I think, and a few others. So
you're running an Instagram live version of Old Rope, which is your weekly new material night
in London. I've got some other stuff coming out as well, but you know, I want to wait till it's actually happening. I don't have dates, so when I have a date, I will tell you all. You'll be the first to know.
The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle podcast production. If you have Amazon Prime, please download or stream. I'm not sure how it works. My stand-up special, Savage, which is available now. I'm Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Corbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Carbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.